We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
Ladies and gentlemen, have you not heard about the born-again Christian? What is the meaning of born-again Christian? Does this identity have a double meaning? Does it have a presumptuous, hidden meaning? Is there a difference in one who is a Christian and one who is a born-again Christian? Is there a difference in one who has been born again and one who is simply a Christian? These are very important questions which I shall resolve as we discuss the subject, born-again Christians. I invite your serious attention to the discussion of this very important subject. First of all, it should be understood that the terms born again and Christian are Bible terms. But like many other Bible statements and expressions, they have been misused and abused by the mistaken who evidently do not understand the meaning of what it means to be born again and what it means for one to be a Christian. Nowhere in the Bible may be found the expression born again Christian. In the decade of the 1970s, the expression born-again Christian was a favorite of many religious people. Perhaps President Carter had great influence in the use of the term as he applied the term to himself. This religious appellation has become identified with many religious groups. In 1976, the result of a Gallup poll was published in the Commercial Appeal, Memphis, Tennessee, October 9, 1976, stating that 34% of adult Americans report that they also had a born-again experience of faith. The survey revealed, according to Mr. Gallup, that this amounts, and I'm quoting, to one in every three nationwide, nearly 50 million over 18 years of age. With reference to identity of Catholics or Protestants, Mr. Gallup concluded, and I quote, among Protestants, 48% said they are born-again Christians, while 18% of Roman Catholics assert that experience a turning point at which time they committed their lives to Christ. My friends, this Gallup poll presents some interesting observation. First, according to the survey, for one to be born-again Christian is one thing, and to be just a Christian is another thing. For example, if 48% of the Protestants said they were born-again Christians, what about the other 52% of the Protestants? Are they saying that they are not Christians? Are they saying that they have not been born again? And what about the other 82% of the Roman Catholics? Are they saying that they have not been born again? Are they saying that they are not Christians? The implications and applications of these questions shall be considered as we progress in this discussion. There can be no doubt about it. There must be a conflict, a misconception of divine truth, by associating the terms born again and Christian. This expression, born again, would indicate that one can be some type of Christian and not be born again, or a person could be born again and not be a Christian. Although it is indeed commendable that one should be spoken of having been born again or as a Christian, I must point out that, according to the New Testament teaching, the expression born again Christian is a conflict of terms, a misnomer, a misunderstanding of the meaning and process of the new birth, a misconcept of the true identity of a Christian. This misunderstanding and conflict seems to be that of associating born again with some type of subjective experience of faith, the better felt than told experience. This so-called experience of faith, or interpersonal feeling, is identified by the mistaken as being born again. But my friends, hear me. Are you listening? This is a serious, false, and erroneous conclusion. This is the new philosophy of Christianity, but it is a perversion of New Testament Christianity. Jesus Christ was specific in His teaching about being born again. His teaching, as revealed in John chapter 3, verses 3 and 5, had endured for some 1,900 years and it will remain the same until the day of judgment. Some new doctrine or new feeling or new experience will not change the Lord's will. I want you to read very carefully Matthew 28:18, Galatians 3:16, and Matthew 7:21-23. Jesus declared, "All authority and power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me." And the apostle said, "Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of, by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ." Is it not rather strange that in the doctrine of the new birth taught by Jesus in John 3:3-5, one will not read a word about born again Christians? It is true that modern day religious leaders and teachers have received some kind of revelation, evidently, who claim to have this authority, but not the authority of Christ, not from the Bible, not a word from Jesus about born again Christians, even when he talked to Nicodemus about being born again. It would be well to remember that the Apostle Paul, who did receive revelation of divine truth from Christ, declared that any so-called new revelations would be a perverted gospel, and the propagator of such false teaching would be under the curse of Almighty God. You will read that in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Who are they that have been born again? First, let us consider what is not the new birth. The new birth is not a presumption. A birth is a reality, a fact. In the natural birth, one has been born or there has been no birth. Either one has been born or he has not been born does not exist. It is not perhaps or maybe or I feel like it. To be born again, obviously, one must have been born the first time, the natural birth. Either there was or there was not a birth. It is not a matter of feelings or special and unusual experiences. Such feelings and experiences may vary from person to person among those who claim to have been born again Christians. But my friend, a birth is not varied and different, whether the natural birth or the spiritual birth, that is, those born again. Either a person has been born again, or he has not been born again. All the experiences in the world will not change this axiomatic truth. Feelings and experiences do not determine the birth, whether the natural birth or the spiritual birth, the new birth. There are certain unalterable conditions of a birth, and they never vary. The fact that experiences and circumstances and conditions may vary from person to person seems to be of no concern to many who claim to be born-again Christians. In fact, what may seem to be authoritative and real in some cases may seem to be impotent to other persons who may also claim to be born-again Christians. What may be an experience of faith producing the born-again Christian in some cases may range all the way from being saved in the cotton patch, or on the sawdust trail, or in a big tent, the signing of a pledge card during a modern crusade for Christ, when the emotions of the great multitude of the people had been greatly stirred and highly charged. These vary. The testimonies relating the experiences and evidences of being born again are usually those better felt than told. But my friend, not according to the Bible. One person may claim that the Holy Spirit came directly from heaven and spoke peace to his soul, while another may declare that the Spirit appeared in a vision with divine utterances that only could be understood by those filled with the Spirit. Or another person, he may testify that the Holy Spirit appeared in a flash of fire or lightning, causing him to fall prostrate before Almighty God, and for a while leaving him unconscious. Yet another person may claim that the experience of faith that caused him to be born again was received while driving down the highway in an automobile, listening to a Holy Ghost-filled preacher on radio tell his experience as to how he was born again, Christian. Or another person may say that his born-again experience came as he followed the instruction of the radio preacher who said, "Just lay your hand on the radio and receive the power of the Holy Spirit and be born again of the Spirit." to another mistaken person this great experience of faith, so-called, and the born-again feeling came when he raised his hand while in an audience of religious people who followed the instructions of the preacher who admonished all who want Jesus to come into your heart. Just close your eyes and raise your hands. As evidence of mass confusion and false evidence of being born again, I refer to a duet of actual experiences that happened in our country within the last decade. In the early part of 1970, a preacher in a northern city was conducting a religious crusade in a rented outdoor theater. At the opportune time one night, he asked everyone in his audience who wished to be saved to turn on their car lights when he gave the signal, while others were told, just honk the horn. This was their experience of faith, it is said. Their born-again process at work. Ladies and gentlemen, you never read anything like that in your life, in the Bible, and you never will. Appearing in the Commercial Appeal, Memphis, Tennessee, December 25, 1976, was an article entitled, Star Miracle Turn Singer Around. It was an AP release from New York, and I'm going to give you some direct quotation from this Associated Press account, and I'm quoting. She had the big time, acquired money, acclaim, and lavish living. But it became empty to her and false. The desolation persisted until she saw the star. By the calendar, it wasn't the Christmas star, but it had to do with a child, and it flashed a similar meaning. There was no mistaking it, says Jeannie C. Riley. It was an odd star on a lonely August afternoon in Texas. It filled the void within her, she says, changing her life and her singing. End quote. The article discussed her life from the singing of her hit song, Harper Valley PTA, and the success it brought to her. She says this song helped to create for her a role she never really fit. In her own words, she declared, and here again I quote, I was playing a part that was not really me. During that time, she quit going to church, doubted God's existence, and looked upon the Bible as a beautiful myth, it is said. Her success only brought her unhappiness and misery. She stated, and I quote, things began to work on my conscience. Then a miracle happened on that strange afternoon in a Texas cemetery. God worked His way into my heart and changed my life. I put my family back together. It's done so much for me. It was a matter of breaking down my pride, or taking my eyes off myself, or making me more concerned about others. And remember, I'm quoting, it was a rebirth. I'm happy now, happier than I have ever been, and it's for real. Honestly, ladies and gentlemen, and I say, are you listening? Regardless of the honesty and the sincerity of a person giving that testimony as evidence of a rebirth or the new birth, can you imagine reading anything like that in the Bible relating to the birth about which Jesus spoke? My friends, please remember that all these born-again experiences are cited as evidence of being born again by those who believe that they are born-again Christians. Now may I ask, how could these varied and sometimes complicating experiences equate to a birth, when such experiences in no way whatsoever, in any form or fashion, relate to a birth? Such experiences and feelings constitute no semblance of a birth, natural or spiritual. Furthermore, such experiences are in no way identified in the Bible as evidence of one being a Christian. One who is a Christian is a child of God. And one who is a child of God is one who has been born again. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, you will recall that Jesus said to Nicodemus, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Ladies and gentlemen, to be born again is to be born of water and of the Spirit, the Lord said. And to be born of water and the Spirit is to enter into the kingdom of God, to become a child of God. It is not a mere accident. It is not a presumption. It is a reality to be born again